Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这个我们的弟兄今天早上选了这首歌啊，要忠心。
I thank the Lord that our brother chose this song this morning to be true.
这实在是今天我们坐在这个地方，真是一个大学校。
Today we indeed sitting here in a big school.
六年以前我想我们也在这个学校里面。
Three years ago, I was also in this school. Six years ago.
今天早晨我们。有三位曾经在这个学校里面学习的，今天都回到我们中间。
This morning there are three of us who used to belong to this great school to learn, and we have returned to this school.
曾子平。
Sister Shirley Lai.
还有我太太。
And my wife.
还有我，我们三个是很难得的机会，我们居然都从这个教会离开，并且都到中国大陆去，而且我们都从。这个中国大陆在这样一个偶然的机会里面一起回到 Houston.
It's a very rare occasion that three of us have left for China, and then now we have returned at the same time.
我想我们只不过是一个开头的人而已。
And we are people who just start this job.
我相信神在这个教会里面，在我们中间，他还有许多的工作要做。
I truly believe that God still has a much of his work to accomplish from this church.
我们今天只是我做一个代表吧，我们从前方回来。
Today I am just a representative who has returned from the front line.
然后我们向大家稍微介绍一下前方战场的情况。
And we will introduce you everything that's happening at the front line.
从某种意义上来讲也是把前方的一些需要一些我们所面临的一些挑战，我们今天早上能够有机会跟大家一起分享。
From certain aspects, we also will share with you all the needs at the front line and everything.
就像这首诗歌所说的，我们其实能做的非常的有限，这是有一件很简单的事情，神要我们的。我相信子平姊妹跟我们都可以说。在中国，在这个前方打仗的时候，一件最重要的事情，就是我们如何对主保持一个忠心。
I think just like the hymn says, that there are very few things that we can do, but for those of us who are fighting at the front line, who are working out there, the only thing that God asks of us is to be true.
我们一起做一个祷告好吗
？Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
主，你把我们放在你的脚前，今天早晨你要向我们说什么
？You have placed us at your footstool, and we ask that what do you want to speak to us?
主，我们都在这个地方等候，要聆听你自己的话语。
Lord, we're all waiting here to hear you speak.
主，我们知道你在孩子所去的地方，你在那儿做奇妙的工作。
Well, we know that where you have sent your children to work, you are doing marvelous work there.
今天早晨，求你自己亲自的把你的工作向我们解说。
This morning, we ask that you explain your work to all of us.
主啊，来感动我们的心。
To move our hearts.
来感动我们的意念。
And to move our minds.
让我们和你真是同心合意。
That we may share a same mind and will with you.
所以我知道你把我们每一个人聚在这个地方也不是偶然的。
Lord, it is not accidental that you have gathered us here this morning.
今天早晨我们在这个地方再次意识到我们只不过是一个客旅。
We sense this morning that we are just but sojourners.
今天早晨正如一位姊妹祷告，那将要来的就让他来吧。
Just as a sister prayed this morning, the one that is to come, let him come.
那是黎明的破晓。
And that is the dawn of heaven breaks.
主，我们知道，在迎接我们的是更荣耀的盼望。
But what welcomes us is that more glorious hope.
为了那一天，主，我们今天聚集在一起。
And for that particular day, Lord, we gather here today.
让我们再次把我们的精力、把我们的时间、把我们的心思、把我们的一生，主，我们都聚焦在你的身上。
Once again, we commit to you our experiences, our time, our everything.
今天早晨同样不例外。
Today, this morning is the same.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今天早晨呢，我想，既然我从中国来，我想我能够有机会，能不能把这个灯关一下，可以吗？
This morning, since I came back from China, I take this opportunity.
我想跟弟兄姐妹分享一些神今天在中国大陆所做的一些工作。
I want to share with you what God is doing in mainland China.
我每次回到美国，大家问我的第一个问题常常是中国最近怎么样啊？
Every time I return to US, the first question people ask me is, what's going on in China?
中国怎么样了？你们看看我左边的这幅照片。
If you look at the pictures on my left-hand side,
这就是所有今天到中国大陆去的人第一个他所看见的东西。
This is the first thing the people who travel to China will see.
有多少人在最近五年去过中国大陆请举手。
How many people have gone to China in the past 5 years?
哇，很多，大概有一半人，不到一点点吧，大概不少人都去过。
Almost、
你们知道这个左边这张照片是什么？
Do you know what is the picture on the left shows?
东方明珠，对吧？东方明珠代表的是什么？
And it's the Pearl of the East Tower in Shanghai. What does that represent?
代表今天的中国站起来了。
It represents that China today is standing up.
中国成为一个东方的明珠。
China has become a pearl shining in the East.
在今天的中国，你走到那个国家里面去，你看见好像到处都很新。
You walked into China, everywhere you go, you will find everything looks very new.
看上去是一片繁荣兴旺的景象。
Everything looks very prosperous.
琳琅满目的橱窗。
And the store's windows are filled with goods.
一辆又一辆从你身边擦身而过的豪华进口车。
And luxury cars pass by you one after another.
你可能说，哇，中国真的是改变了。
Maybe you would say, wow, China truly have changed.
但是如果你们知道的话，中国的基尼系数已经超过 4.2。
But if you know, if you know the fact, is it the GDP?
不是 GDP, 基尼系数。基尼系数是衡量一个国家的贫富差距的一个系数。
The index number that measures the difference between the rich and poor has already surpassed 4.2.
这意味着今天的中国看起来好像是非常的繁荣昌盛，但是实际的中国绝大多数的人居住在一个非常贫穷的状况里面。
This tells us on the surface you see China is very prosperous and it's growing rapidly, but in reality most people live in poverty.
特别是在最近这些年，如果我们到中国的城市里面，如果你走不多远，大概如果你能够到中国城市和农村，这个城市和郊区相接的地方，你就会看到许许多多像我右边的照片的这些人。
If you travel to China, you don't have to travel very far, just to near the countryside, you will see pictures and scenes as shown on my right hand side.
这样的人有多少万？
There's millions of these kind of people.
我们估计中国现在大概有3亿这样的人口。
We estimated there are about
300 million.
300 million of such people in China today.
3亿人口，弟兄姐妹，我把今天的题目定为中国在呼唤，实际上可以从另外一个名字说，民工在呼唤。
Friend, sister, I set my topic this morning as China's calling, but another more relevant topic is the migrant workers are calling.
我们不妨来稍微看一看神在中国的工作。
Let us look at God's work in China.
在过去20年，我们都知道神在中国曾经有一个大复兴。
In the past 20 years, we know that God has raised a great revival in China.
这是神在中国农村里面拯救了将近不到7000万人的这样一个大复兴工作。
It is that God has saved about 70 million people in the countryside.
在从90年后期的时候，神就在中国兴起一个农村大移民。
In the latter years of 1990s, God has also raised a great migration from the countryside.
我们相信，在不远的将来，神还会继续不断地在农民当中做工。
And we believe that God will continue to work among the peasants in the future.
中国的大复兴跟全世界任何的大复兴都不一样。
The Great Revival in China is different than the revivals in everywhere else in the world.
大复兴一般都是从城市里面开始。
Revival usually stems from the city.
但是中国的大复兴从农村开始。
And yet the Chinese Christian Revival started from the countryside.
我相信神比我们中国人更了解中国。
I think God understood Chinese more than we know ourselves.
中国要复兴，关键是农民。
If China is to have a great revival, then it hinges on the peasants.
中国有十亿农民。
Because China has 1 billion peasants.
如果农民的问题不解决，中国的问题根本就没法解决。
If you do not resolve the issues of the peasants, then there is no way to resolve the problems in China.
我相信我上次来曾经跟弟兄姐妹分享过这张 slides.
I think last time when I was here, I also shared this slides with you all.
我知道你们看过，但是我还是要提醒你们，中国的基督徒当中90%的都是农民。
Although you have seen the slide, but I still want to remind you that 90% of Chinese Christians are peasants.
在最近这些年，神兴起农村大移民。
In these recent years, God has raised great migrations among the peasants.
你们可以从这些统计里面，你们大概可以看见，在2002年的时候，中国基本上是农村包围城市。
From statistics, you can see that during 2002, the countryside still surrounds the city.
但是到2005年，这个统计都是政府的统计，让我们看见农村跟城市的人已经非常非常接近了。
These are all governmental statistics, and you can see that in 2005, the numbers of people in the city dweller and the countryside are almost the same.
如果你们注意跟踪中国的一些发展的一些趋势的话，你们会看到在不远的将来，中国会成为一个有12亿城市人口的国家。
If you follow the growth of China, you will find out that in the future, in the near future, China will become a country with 1.2 billion city dwellers.
中国政府现在公开的在讲，中国只需要2亿农民。
The Chinese government has already announced that China only needs 200 million peasants.
那意味着什么？
And what does that entail?
意味着在中国正在发生着一件人类史无前例的大事，就是人类最大的移民。
And this tells us that there is something happened unprecedented in China, that is the great migrations of peasants into the city.
三亿农民已经进到城里面。
300 million of peasants has already migrated to the city.
恐怕还有5亿要转移。
Possibly there's 500 million more to migrate.
所以你们就知道整个美利坚合众国的人口差不多3亿，这些人就相当于美利坚合众国这么多的人已经从农村移到城市里面去。
You know, the population in the United States is about 300 million.And we have already the same amount of people, the same amount of peasants living in the city.
这意味着什么呢？
What does that tell us?
我们相信神在中国的工作还没有结束。
We truly believe that God's work in China has not ended.
我们相信在中国神还要兴起一个，在城市里面兴起一个大复兴。
We believe that God will still do a great revival work in the city.
如果在过去20年神能够在农村拯救将近7000万的基督徒的话，有没有可能在中国的城市里面再拯救7000万？
If God was able to save 70 million Chinese peasants in the countryside, would it be possible for God to save 70 million city dwellers?
很多在中国的宣教士都在问，如果再来一个7000万的话，请问这7000万最主要的人将会是什么人？
Many missionaries in China have asked the questions.If God is going to save another 70 million Chinese Christians, then who are these city dwellers?
你们从这张图画你们就可以看出来，不难得出一个答案。
If you see from this picture, it's not difficult to find the answer.
因为农民工将成为中国城市的主人。
Because the migrant workers, which is 75% of the city dweller, they will become the main dwellers in the city.
现在还不是。
Right now, they're not.
但是在不久的将来，他们会成为中国城市的主人。
But in the near future, they will become the majority.
民工其实是神带给中国，也是带给世界的祝福。
The migrant workers can bring blessings to China and to the world.
我们看见中国政府现在已经非常非常的关注民工。
And we see that the Chinese government has already given the migrant workers a lot of attention.
中国政府从来没有做过这样的事情。
And the Chinese government has never done such a thing.
但是这次刚刚过去三月份开完的两会，政府的一些文件、一些报道在那个地方呼吁说，中国正面临着一个人类历史上前所未有的挑战。
In the past past March, the Chinese government had held several meetings.And they have released some reports that says China is facing with unprecedented challenge in the history of mankind.
他们正在寻找解决中国农民、农村、农业问题的金钥匙。
And they are seeking the golden keys to resolve the issues of the farmers.
因为怎么？因为民工的问题给中国政府实际上带来了一些很头痛的事情。
Because the migrant issues has brought great headache to the Chinese government.
对政府的稳定，整个国家的稳定构成了很严重的威胁。
It has posed a great threat to the political stability of China.
因此，我们发现今天的中国政府似乎非常的在乎贫穷的人。
So it seems as if the government now are paying attention to the poor people.
甚至政府来帮助民工来讨工资。
And the government is even assisting the migrant workers to retrieve their pays, wages.
政府在试着唤醒中国人的良心，让中国人能够看见民工今天的需要。
The government are trying to awaken the conscience of people to ask them to see the needs of the migrant workers.
我们看见好像中国政府似乎柔软了很多。
It seems like the Chinese government has become softened.
政府好像也放松了很多。
They have also let loose a lot of regulations.
特别是如果你要在民工当中做一些工作的话，政府给你开的门相当的宽大。
If you want to do some work among the migrant workers, the government will open its door for you.
神兴起的这个农村大移民不仅在中国引起政府的关注，在国际上也引起国际的关注。
And this great migration raised by God drew also international attention.
国际大赦组织就是 Amnesty International 2007年第一次年度报告把中国民工首次搬上国际舞台。
The report by Amnesty International was first to raise the migrant worker issue to the international stage.
他在提醒我们，我们全世界现在每一个家庭都在享受着中国民工所提供的优惠。
It is reminding all of us that every family in this world is benefiting from China.
请问今天你们在座的哪一个家庭里面用的东西，可以说没有一样东西是 made in China？ 有没有这种可能？
Is there any item in your house that is not made in China?
所以全世界所有的人都在享受着中国制造的价廉物美的产品。
So almost every family in the world is using low cost,
high quality
made in China products.
中国的民工在为全世界所有的人提供着全世界人所需要的东西。
The migrant workers are producing things needed by the entire world.
但是既然中国民工给世界带来福祉，那么这3亿民工现在在中国，他们又怎么样呢？
Since these migrant workers have brought so much blessing to the world,
我今天早晨
and what about these 300 peasants today that live in the city?
我带来一些照片让大家可以看一看。
This morning I brought you some pictures for you to see.
中国民工受到的第一种歧视，即第一种待遇就是歧视。
The first treatment these migrant workers receive is discrimination.
你们还记得在解放以前上海的这个跑马场门口贴着告示，写着说华人与狗不得入内。
You remember the horse race track in early Shanghai post a sign that says Chinese and dogs are not allowed.
我们说那是帝国主义对中国人的欺负。
We said that that was how capitalism treated the Chinese.
但是我们现在在中国的地许多地方，你可以公开的看见这种告示：民工禁止入内。
But in China today, you can see the sign frequently that says migrant workers are not allowed.
上面的这个照片是因为是个服务大学生的地方，所以民工不能进去。
And the top picture is organization that serves the university students, so that says migrant workers are not allowed.
右下角这个图是一个富人住的一个 villa, 一个社区。
And the lower right bottom picture shows a villa of the rich people, and so it says migrant workers are not allowed.
外务人员指的就是民工。所以你们可以看见在中国这个民工的第一种待遇就是歧视。第二种民工的一个大问题就是什么？就是他们做了工作，上了班，拿不到钱。
The second treatment the migrant worker received is that they worked and yet they cannot receive their pays.
为什么一个人上了班，上了一年班，拿不到工资，到最年终的时候，他们要出来游行，要来示威，要来抗议，要来罢工？一个很简单的信息就是说，我要工资。给我工资，我要回家。
Why is it a person who has worked all year long, and at the end of the year they have to resort to protest, marches, in order to get pay so that they can go home?
为什么人干了一年以后，他要跪在地上跟老板要钱
？Why is it after you have worked for a whole year, and you have to kneel before your boss to ask to be paid?
我每次看这张照片，这个老人在个工厂里面。年终了要回家，包都打好了，但是没有钱。他在那个地方到底是在吃馒头呢，还是在吃他自己的眼泪
？Every time I look at the picture on the top right, I wonder this old man after he worked whole year, he has already packed, ready to go home. Yet he has no money to go home. Is he eating a bread or is he eating his own tears?
拿不到钱怎么办？哭。那是一个小事，根本没有什么了不起。去要工资，常常被打得遍体鳞伤。
If you cannot be paid,
还有一些人
crying is just a small thing, but many of them have been beaten up by their boss.
还有一些人要不到钱的时候怎么办？想不通就跳楼自杀。
And many people, if they cannot get paid and they cannot take the pressure, they will just commit suicide.
有些事情我不太能够明白今天的中国。
There are many things I do not understand about today's China.
你注意到右下角的这幅照片，在这个两个人倒在血泊里面，后面有许多的人站在那个地方。
You look at the picture. There's two people died in their blood, and there are many people standing behind them.
但是没有一个人过来，有来问，有来关心，有来照顾的。
Not a single person came forward to ask or to help or to do anything about it.
像这样的图画在中国并不罕见。
These are not rare pictures in China.
为什么？因为民工的命是不值钱的。
Why is it? Because the life of a migrant worker worth nothing.
因为他们是民工。
Because they're migrant workers.
所以，既然民工命在中国是不值钱的，所以民工今天越来越清楚的，民工很可能成为中国的咒诅。
Since the Chinese consider this migrant worker's life as worthless, and today it's very possible the migrant workers will become the curse of China.
我们在中国现在发现中国到处都不安全。
Everywhere we go in China today, we felt unsafe.
犯罪率十分十分的高。
And because the crime rate is very high.
是谁犯这些罪？
Who are the ones that's committing these crimes?
绝大部分是民工。
Majority of them are the migrant workers.
我们家，我太太在这个地方可以做见证。
My wife's here, she can testify.
我们买一辆自行车被偷一辆。
Every time we buy a bicycle, it's always stolen.
我们现在再也不买自行车了。
Now we don't buy bicycles anymore.
因为我们知道买回来就是被偷的。
Because we know that as soon as we buy it, it will be stolen.
我们那个整个社区可以说没有一家人没有被偷过自行车。
a whole neighborhood, each family has lost their bicycle.
谁偷的？
Who stole those bicycles?
我们都知道谁偷的。
We all know who stole them.
但是我们一点办法都没有。
But we cannot do anything about it.
我曾经做过半年的统计，就统计民工杀人案。
I have done some statistics for half a year.
我现在已经不再统计了。
And now I will not do such thing anymore.
因为民工杀人案在中国已经非常的普遍。
Because it's very common that migrant workers will murder people.
中国一个大问题就是有一支敢死队在这个地方。
The greatest problem in China today is there is a huge troop of people who dare to die.
这个阿星是一个杀人犯。
This guy, 阿星 is a murderer.
这个人杀了人以后，他在监牢里面，记者去面试他的时候，他讲了下面这番话。
And after he was captured and jailed, the reporter went to interview him.
他说像他这样的杀人犯，他知道就有几百个人可能会重复他的经历。
He says just for himself, he knew at least hundreds of people will repeat his own experience.
他说这种不是可能会，而是已经做，正在做，或者马上要做。
He said these people are not going to be possible murderer, but they have already done it and they're doing it or they're about to do it.
这些人不怕死。
They're not afraid to die.
因为他们的命没有价值。
Because there's no value to their life.
他们活着没有盼望。
There's no hope for their living.
所以这个民工杀人犯在枪毙的以前，他不需要刑警把他从车上架下来。
And so before they're executed, they don't need police to drag them from the car.
所有其他人都吓得浑身发抖，腿都发软。
All the other criminals, when they're to be executed, they're all scared.
这个民工杀人犯居然自己从卡车上跳下来。
But for these migrant murderers, they would just jump off from the truck themselves.
他一边走着一边喊说杀吧，我活腻了。
And as they walk, and they would shout out and say, just kill us, I'm tired of living.
所有的在那个地方刑场上的刑警个个都在摇头。
And all the policemen who are at the execution ground, they are shaking their head.
这是最新的，今年6月9号，刚刚才过去没几天。
This is the most recent news. It's happened in June 9th, pretty recent.
你们在网上你们都可以查得到。
You can find this news on the web.
这个民工他杀了人以后就在墙上用自己的血写下这样的字，写在墙上：杀人者恨舍人。
And this migrant worker, after he killed, he used his blood to write on the wall, a murderer who hates the society.
他为什么恨人？
Why does he hate people so much?
他说这个社会除了他奶奶没有人真正的关心他。
He says I hate the society because besides my grandmother nobody really cares for me.
从来没有人问过我的感受如何。
No one has ever asked me how I felt.
他接着说，他说人绝望只有两种选择。
And he continued to say a desperate man only has two choices.
要么自杀，要么杀人。
One is suicide, one is to kill.
我实在不甘心就这样死去。
I don't want to just die like this.
我选择了去杀人。
So I choose to kill.
这就是我讲的中国的民工敢死队。
And these are the troop of people who dare to die in China.
民工到底需要什么？
What does the migrant workers need?
朋友们，民工这个杀人犯董文宇已经讲得很清楚了。
Friend, sister, this murderer, he has already spoken very plainly.
他希望有人能够关心他。
He hopes someone will care for him.
民工需要什么？民工需要爱。
What does the migrant worker need? They need love.
但是在中国，真正爱民工的人，恐怕你找不到几个。
But in China, you will probably not find many people who loves the migrant workers.
但是我知道有一位是非常非常的爱，而且是特别特别的爱民工。
But I know there is one who really, really, really and truly loves the migrant workers.
你们猜猜看，这个人是谁？
Can you guess who this man is?
要猜猜看吗？
You want to guess?
啊？主耶稣。为什么主耶稣？
Jesus. Why Jesus?
也许大家会说，主耶稣当然是爱，因为神爱世人，所以主耶稣当然也爱民工。
Maybe you would say because since God loves the world, of course Jesus loves the migrant workers.
但是我说的是，主耶稣特别爱民工。
But I says Jesus especially loves the migrant workers.
为什么？
Why?
我问你们个问题：耶稣到地上来多少年？
I ask a question, how long was Jesus lived on this earth?
33年，很好，伯母说33年。
33
years. 那么好，我请问你，耶稣到地上来33年中，他花拿出来服侍的时间有多长？
In this 33 years he lived, how many years did he serve God?
几年？三年啊。
He served
God 三十减去三还有多少？三十三减去三还应该有三十。
What was Jesus doing in that remaining 30 years?
做什么?
What was he doing?
做什么? 做牧讲, 对不对?
He
别不敢讲嘛, 牧讲, 耶稣本身就是牧讲嘛, 对不对? 牧匠的儿子, 然后自己做牧讲。
He was a son of a carpenter, and he was himself a carpenter.
我请问你, 牧讲是干嘛的?
Let me ask you, what does a carpenter do?
做什么的?是不是打工的?
Isn't he a worker?
是不是? 是打工的。
Isn't he? Yes, he is.
弟兄姐妹们，两个问题我以前从来没想过，最近这些年我才开始去想这个问题。第一个，世界上有这么多好的职业，在耶稣的时代早就已经有律法师，早就已经有医生，对不对?
Brother and sister, these two questions I've been just beginning to consider recently.There are so many professions, even in Jesus' time. There are lawyers, many other prestigious positions.
为什么耶稣没有选那些很好的职业，偏偏选了一个打工的行业？
Why didn't Jesus choose one of the better positions and he chose to be a worker?
这是第一个问题啊。
That's the first question.
我请你们来回答。
I want you to answer.
第二个问题。
Second question,
耶稣来到世界是不是在创世以前父就已经预定好的、
didn't God has already predestined that Jesus must come to this earth?
那好，那耶稣在地上33年这个时间，其中他花了三年的时间来服侍，另外30年时间来打工，这个是不是神所预定的？
Since God has already predestined his time on earth and gave him 33 years, he used 3 years to do ministry and 30 years to work. Isn't that God's plan?
还有一个东西我不太明白，为什么耶稣不多拿点时间出来服侍，但是却花了30年时间来打工？
Another thing I don't quite understand is, why didn't Jesus use more time to do ministry, but he used 30 years to work?
我希望你们来回答这个问题。
I want you to answer the question.
我在服侍的民工的里面，我这两年，我突然之间意识到一件事情。
When I am serving the migrant workers in these years, I came to realization of something.
我发现耶稣特别特别的爱民工。
I realized that Jesus especially.Lost the migrant workers.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣他到地上来。
Brother and sister, Jesus came to this earth.
做这个打工的人，人类历史上从来没有一个国家，没有任何一个时期有这么多打工的。
Jesus came as a worker. There was never so many workers in any times in the history and in any country.
我觉得很可能耶稣选择了这个打工的行业，就是为着中国民工预备的。
It's very possible that Jesus had chose to become a worker for these migrant workers in China.
弟兄姐妹，为什么？因为我每次跟民工讲，我说他们告诉我，这个世界上没有人关心他们，没有人爱他们。我说有一位神，他的儿子耶稣基督，他来到地上，他爱你。他最体谅你，最明白你，因为这位神的儿子也到地上来，跟你一样，他打过工。
Whenever the migrant workers tells me that nobody loves me, nobody loves us, nobody understands us, I always tell them that there is a God who sent His Son to this world to be a worker just like you.
每次跟民工在讲这样的福音的时候，你看那个民工的眼泪就从眼睛里面流出来。
Whenever I share such kind of news to the migrant workers, they always shed tears.
神的儿子， 竟然来到世界上，打了三十年的工。
The Son of God who came to this world and worked for 30 years.
所以这就是当耶稣出来的时候，有人问他：“耶稣，你夫子你住在哪里？”
And that's right. When Jesus came into his ministry, people asked him, "Teacher, where do you live?"
他说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
And he says, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
这就是一个打工仔打了三十年的结果，就是一穷二白。一无所有。
And this is the result after working for 30 years that you have nothing, you possess nothing.
为什么耶稣要打工？
Why did Jesus must work?
因为耶稣出来，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Because Jesus came out and seeing the multitude, he felt compassion for them.Because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd.
今天的中国大陆没有人能够明白，没有人能够体谅，但是耶稣明白，耶稣体谅，耶稣怜悯。
Today in China, no one can understand and sympathize with these migrant workers, but Jesus can. He understands them and he sympathizes with them.
我们应该怎么办？
What should we do?
耶稣很清楚的在圣经里面。无论从旧约到新约，他都跟我们讲，我们应当去爱这些寄居和贫穷的人。
Jesus has very clearly told us from the Old Testament and the New Testament that he wants us to love the aliens and the poor.
弟兄姐妹，我现在读旧约，我都读出民工来。
Friends, sister, now I'm reading the Old Testament myself. I can even find the migrant workers in the Old Testament.
你知道旧约里面有一种人，圣经里面不断的、反复的提，曾经提过八十几次，有一种人叫什么？叫寄居的人。
There's a group of people in the Old Testament. The Bible continues to repeat them, and they're about it talks about them about 80 times. And these are the strangers.
我就选出其中的一节经节，利未记十九章就讲说，和你们同居的外人，你们要看他如本地人一样。
I just picked out one verse from Leviticus 19:34 that says, "The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the native among you." And you shall love him as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
你注意到在这句话结束的时候，神放了一个强调词，我是耶和华你们的神。
You notice that at the end of this verse, God specially emphasized and says, I am the Lord your God.
从起初的时候，神就要我们爱这些寄居无家可归的人。
From the beginning, God wants us to love these people who are strangers and aliens.
当我们的主耶稣出来服侍的时候
，When Jesus came out to serve,
他走到会堂里面，人递过来一本圣经。
He went to the synagogue and people handed him the scriptures.
他第一句话就是主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
And the first scripture he turned to and read was, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me."
叫我传福音给什么人
？And to preach the gospel to whom？
给什么人
？To what？
贫穷的。
To the poor。
报告什么人得释放
？And to proclaim the release to what kind of people？
被掳的。什么人得看见
？To the captives。
瞎眼的。什么人得自由
？And recover sight to the blind。
受压制的得自由。
And to set free those who are downtrodden。
这。就是耶稣来到世界上的使命。
This is the commission of Jesus, why he came to this earth.
弟兄姐妹，我知道这个贫穷不意味着你一无所有就是贫穷。
Friends, sister, I know this poorness doesn't mean that if you have nothing materialistically, then you're poor.
但是一个真正在物质上贫穷的人，很可能，他非常的可能是一个心灵里面也比较贫穷的人。
But a person who is poor in materialistic things, they are usually also poor in spirit.
但是一个人如果在物质上是真的非常富有，你要让他心灵里面贫穷，这有相当的难度。
It is quite difficult for a wealthy man to feel poor in the spirit.
民工最需要什么？
What does the migrant worker need?
民工最需要的 是爱，但是这个爱只有从耶稣基督才能够来。
The migrant worker needs the most is love, and this love can only be found in Jesus Christ.
我曾经花过一段时间啊，去寻找解决中国民工问题的一些答案。
I have spent some time looking for answers which will resolve the migrant worker issues.
因为我知道台湾曾经有过类似的这种民工。
Because I know Taiwan also had the similar experiences.
台湾的60年代、70年代曾经有许多的南部的农民到中部、北部大城市里面去打工。
In the 60s and the 70s, the many peasants from the south has moved up north, to find jobs in the city.
香港也曾经有过。
Hong Kong also had a similar experience.
我想要从他们所经历的里面，也许找出一点蛛丝马迹，我们可以来学习的。
I want to find some threads which we can learn from their experiences.
但是我没有去了解。还不要紧，越了解越失望。
But the more I try to understand the problem and issues, the more disappointed I become.
因为我发现一件事情，就是我们如果注意今天的台湾，今天的台湾是基督徒的比例逐年下降。
If you look at Taiwan today, the Christian percentage continues to decline.
并且我们去台湾的时候，我们看见整个台湾现在的光景是。没有办法令人高兴的起来。
And when you go visit Taiwan, you will not be joyful as you visit there.
到处都是佛。
Because you will see Buddha everywhere.
到处都是庙。
You will see temples everywhere.
我记得年初二的早晨，我们从张敏英的我岳母家走到台北这个市中心去，一路上沿着民生东路，所有的店年初二都开门，家家户户。所有的商店都把这个桌子抬出来，上面放着供物，烟雾缭绕的在那个地方拜拜。
I remember early during the New Year's when we visit my wife's mother in Taiwan, we woke up early in the morning to walk to the city center, and every store we pass by, they have tables to offer incense to the idols.
台湾当年。是有意识的、无意识的做了一个决定，这个决定就是我们要得到台湾的知识分子。
Consciously or unconsciously, the Christians in Taiwan have decided to gain the academics,
the intellectuals
in China, in Taiwan.
可能我们真的是得到了许多台湾的一些知识分子。
Maybe truly the Christian Church has gained the intellectuals in Taiwan.
我们看见今天北美也好，欧洲也好，华人教会里面的负责人95%的都是台湾来的弟兄姐妹。
We see that in the Northern America and also in Europe, the majority responsible brothers in the Chinese Church are from Taiwan. 95% of them are from Taiwan.
是的，我们也许可能得到了许多的知识分子。
Yes, we have gained many intellectuals.
但是我们却失掉了台湾。
Yet we have lost Taiwan.
今天的台湾不仅仅今天的台湾的教会是一个没有社会基础的教会。
The churches in Taiwan today is one without a foundation in the society.
因为在台湾的教会里面，我们走进去看到也都是清一色的知识分子。
Because you walk into the churches in Taiwan, you only find the intellectuals.
而台湾当年的那些打工仔，实际上台湾教会并没有得到他们。
And those migrant workers in Taiwan, the church have not gained their soul.
这一群人现在都已经变成做生意的或者做老板了。
This group of migrant workers today have become businessmen and also bosses.
那么这些人现在在中国大陆有很多的台商，这些台商当中，据我们的统计，50%都是当年台湾的这些打工仔。
50% of the investor today in China today that came from Taiwan were originally the migrant workers.
这些年我参观了很多台湾的工厂。
Recent years, I have visited many factories.
你走到这些台湾
Taiwanese factory,
台湾老板的工厂里面，一进去你就看见一个佛龛。
As soon as you walk into the door of these Taiwanese factory, you will immediately see a little idol worship shrine, a shrine.
所以。当年的这一个失策已经殃及到中国大陆去了。
So this mistake and decision has already affected China.
这对中国来讲是一个非常严重的 一个教训。
And this is a great lesson for China. For China.
任何一个基督教会，它的教会的主体必须是主耶稣所讲的这些贫穷的、这些瞎眼的、这些被掳的、这些被歧视、被压制、受压制的人。
The mainstream of the people who composes in the church must be the one who Jesus talked about. Those are the poor, those are the captives, and those are the blind and the downtrodden.
我从台湾、香港没有找到答案。
I did not find answers in Taiwan nor in Hong Kong.
但是我从美国找到答案。
But in America, I have found the answer.
我需要知道一个 working model.
I need to find a working model.
我在美国找到。
And I found it in the United States.
弟兄姐妹，我曾经留学的第一个 stop 就是在 Cincinnati, Ohio.
But sister, as I came to the United States for education, I studied in Cincinnati, Ohio.
我在那个地方住了七年多八年，我不知道有一个叫做 Freedom Museum.
I lived there for 7 or 8 years, but I did not know there is a Freedom Museum there.
一两年以前我到 Cincinnati 去的时候，我们教会的弟兄说，我今天带你去参观 Freedom Museum。
2 years ago when I went back to the Cincinnati church, a brother said, let me take you to the Freedom Museum.
我很忙，我说我哪有时间去玩 museum。
I said, I'm very busy, I don't have time to go to museums.
这位弟兄是个医生，他跟我讲，他说我也很忙，但是我今天一定要你跟我一起去。
This brother is a doctor, he's also very busy, but he said, today I must take you there.
就这样一个偶然的机会，居然神让我在这个 museum 里面找到一个答案。
And just in this occasion, God has caused me to find the answer in this museum.
你们知道美国历史上有过一段非常不光彩的历史，那就是黑奴时期。
You know that in the United States history, there is one period of time that's not very glorious, which is the time of the slavery.
就是美国的白人对于黑奴的这种歧视、虐待和欺压，是远远超过中国民工的。
And the white man in the United States discriminated, abused, and oppressed the black slaves more than the Chinese oppressed the migrant workers today.
但是你们有没有注意到，美国历史上你去查，从来没有发生过黑奴大暴动。
But if you look into the U.S. history, you never find a great rebellion from the black slaves.
Why? 为什么？
Why is it?
那个 museum 告诉我们说，美国黑人中的基督徒的比例很高，并且高于白人。
The museum tells us the black Christian percentage was much higher than the white Christian.
而这些信仰在黑奴当中起了非常关键的作用。
And the religious belief played a key role among the black slaves.
他们没有把心里面的重担、愤怒对准政府、对准奴隶主或者对准社会。
They did not aim their burdens on fairness or bitterness and anger at the government, the society, or the individuals.
乃是他们把他们里面的压力、重担对准了主耶稣基督。
But they aimed their burdens and their pressure.All to Jesus.
因为主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Because Jesus said that those who are heavy laden can come to me, and I will give you rest.
因此，美国的社会里面，你找不到黑人的黑奴的大暴动。
Therefore, in the black society, you did not find a great rebellion among the slaves.
他们在黑奴时期一边做着奴隶，一边在那个地方。他们能够经历到里面的释放和平安。
During the slavery times, they are working and also experiencing the peace and the release from Christ.
这个是美国为什么没有出现大暴动过的诀窍。
And this is the reason why America did not experience a great revolt from the slaves.
其实神不喜欢黑奴，是系统，这个制度。
God doesn't like the slavery system.
但是神没有用黑奴来推翻这个制度。
But God did not use the slaves themselves to overthrow the system.
我们看见后来是以林肯总统为代表的白人帮助黑人推翻了这个奴隶制度。
We know that later on, President Lincoln was a representative that overthrew this system.
我在那个museum 里面，我看到有一首诗歌，我就把它翻译了。翻译了以后，我觉得这首诗歌非常的有代表性，能够说明一些事情。
I hope you have the...
对不起。
English.
English. 那个这个是这个首歌是这样讲的，他说密西西比夜漆黑漫长。
I found a hymn in the museum and I translate into Chinese, but it says something like this: The rivers in Mississippi's night is dark and long.
带着我的泪水流向远方。
And it carried my tears to a distant land.
一次又一次失败的逃脱，一次又一次的锁链和鞭伤。
One failed escape after another, and one chained, and chain after chain, and stripes after stripe.
这就是什么？这些黑奴他们想要往南方去，往北方逃。当越过 Ohio River 的时候，他们就进入到自由了。可是每一次当他们往北方逃的时候，他们又被奴隶主抓回去。
These slaves, they wanted to escape to the north, and so every time they tried to cross over the Mississippi River, then they would enter to the northern territory. But each time they were recaptured by their slave lord.
他们一次又一次的被鞭打，被锁起来。
And so again they were beaten, again they were chained.
你看下面他说哦耶稣唯有你听见我的哭泣知道我的苦痛。
And it follows and says, Oh Jesus, only you have heard my cry, only you know my pains.
因为你曾带过荆棘冕背过十字架有过我一样的鞭伤。
Because thou had wore the crown of thorns, carried the cross, and endured the same stripe as I.
这就是我刚才说中国的民工当你跟他讲到耶稣基督的时候他能够心里面跟耶稣有同样的那样一个感觉。
This is why for the Chinese migrants, when you tell them about Jesus Christ, they also felt the same way.
到最后，这个首诗歌说：“哦，耶稣，我来救你。”
And the end of the song says, "Oh Jesus, I come to you."
唯你是我的朋友，希望和拯救之光。
You're my only friend, hope, and the light of my salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，怎么样去解决中国民工的问题
？Francis, how do we resolve the migrant worker issues?
重要的不是怎么样去推翻这个制度。
Most importantly is not how do we overthrow the system.
不是怎样去改变民工在城市里面人们对他们的歧视、不公和虐待。
It is not how we change people's discriminations against them or abuse or injustice.
当然，我们希望能够改变。
Of course, we want a change for their life.
但这绝对不可能是在一天两天、一年之两年之内可以改变的一个现况。
But this is not a condition which you can change in a day or two, or even in a year or 2 years.
中国民工可以继续不断的做民工。
The Chinese migrant workers will continue to be migrant workers.
但是他们可以在一边做民工，一边可以经历到耶稣基督的释放和自由。
But at the same time, they can be workers and also experience the peace and freedom in Christ.
所以教会应该怎么办？
So what should the church do?
今天的教会，中国的教会需要全力以赴参与民工福音。
And the church today should join the migrant gospel mission with their full strength.
让耶稣在民工当中成为有荣耀的盼望。
And let Jesus become the glorious hope.Among the migrant workers.
中国的民工当中基督徒比例目前来讲并不高。
And the Christian percentage among the migrant workers right now is not very high.
我们跟美国比那差远了。
If we compare it to the United States, it is very different.
我们需要让民工能够得到这宝贵的福音。
We need to let the migrant workers receive this precious gospel.
如果他们有了耶稣基督他们就有盼望。
If they have Jesus Christ, then they will have hope.
中国的民工问题就有了答案。
And there will be answers to the problems of migrant workers in China.
如果没有耶稣基督
，without Jesus,
中国的民工很可能成为中国的咒诅。
The migrant workers in China will become the curse to China.
民工是神给中国教会千载难逢的一个好的收割的机会。
The migrant workers are the once in a blue moon harvesting opportunity that God has given to the Chinese church.
为什么我们说这是好的收割机会？
Why do we say that this is a good harvesting opportunity?
因为在他们的身上有着一些可以让大复兴在他们中间发生的一些特征。
And because they possess the necessary prerequisites for a great revival.
他们是一群人背井离乡、妻离子散的人。
They are a group of people who have left their hometown and also their families, with scattered families.
弟兄姐妹，我们在圣经里面，我们也见过这种背井离乡的人，神很可以用这种人。
Brother and sister, we have also seen these people in, recorded in the Bible, which God can truly use them.
我在圣经里面，我发现有一种，当然有很多种的特征，神可以用的人。其中有一种特征很有意思的，我最近在读圣经里面，是很巧的读到好几个例子故事，都读到有一种人，就是他没有自己的家，他总是不断的走出去的一种人。
And recently, as I read the Bible, I continue to find cases and people who walked out from their homeland.
我们说耶和华是亚伯拉罕的神。
We said that God is the God of Abraham.
是以撒的神。
And He's the God of Isaac.
是雅各的神。
He's the God of Jacob.
他们这三个人都有一个共性。
And there is commonality between the three.
就是他们一辈子是住帐篷的。
And they are the tent dweller.
从亚伯拉罕开始，神就叫他走出去。
Starting time of Abraham, God has sent Abraham out of his hometown.
他就一辈子再没有住过房子，都在帐篷里。
The rest of his life, he never lived in a house. He continued to live in the tents.
弟兄姐妹们，民工还有一种特点就是什么？就是他是被迫于自己的文化隔绝的一个群体。
And there's another special characters about these migrant workers. They're a group who are forced to be separated from their own culture.
啊，这些人，他们生在农村，长在农村，但是他们现在进入的是一个城市，是一个工厂，是一个纪律非常严格、工作非常时间非常的长的这样的一种环境里面，他们没有家，也没有亲人在他们旁边。
These people who are born and raised in the countryside, they are forced to enter into the factory, into the city. They endure rigorous long hours of work, and they are separated from their relatives.
他们甚至不知道自己还有什么文化。
They even do not know what else cultures they have left.
但是一个人当失去自己文化的时候，或者进入到一种新的文化，他不能适应的时候，这是一个人最容易信神的时候。
But as a person who lost his own culture and he cannot adapt quickly to the new culture, this is the critical time which they are most able to accept the gospel.
我请问你们，我们现在教会里面受洗信主的人大部分都是哪里来的？
Let me ask you a question. The most recent people who accepted the Lord's salvation and who are baptized, where are you from?
大陆来的，对不对？
Are you from China?
其实我们中间绝大部分人都是留学生。
I'm sure most of you are foreign students.
你有没有注意到，你在中国大陆反而不容易信主？
Did you notice that it is more difficult for you to accept the Lord in China?
但许多人到了北美以后，在中国的在北美的这个中国学生的信主的比例听说很高。
But after you came to Northern America, there's a high percentage of you who will accept God's salvation.
当然是你说，因为北美有人跟你传福音。
Maybe you said that because there are people who share the gospel with you.
但是你的心也比较软。
But you know your heart is also softer.
因为怎么？当你来到一个陌生的地方，来到一个这个完全不同的文化的环境里面，你心里面有一种特别的需要。
Because as you come to a strange land, when you come to a completely foreign culture, you have this empty spot in your heart.
这就是我说的，与自己文化隔绝的群体是比较容易信耶稣的人。
That's what I meant when I said when you are separate from your own culture, it's easier for you to accept the gospel.
民工是一个贫穷无助的群体。
And the migrant workers are a group that was poor and helpless.
啊，这就是主耶稣讲他的使命，就是要将福音传给贫穷的人。
And Jesus has said that he will bring the good news to the poor.
贫穷的人，你只要稍微对他好一点点，他心里面就已经很感动，很感动。
Those people who are poor, as long as you are a little bit kind to them, and they will be truly moved.
他绝对不会像我们这些留学生，请一顿吃饭吃不信，两顿不信，三顿不信，一个星期不信，两个星期不信，吃一年以后可能还没信。
They will not be like us foreign students.Who came to the States and people invite us over for one meal, and share the gospel, we do not believe. Two meals, three meals, even after eating a whole years of meals, we still did not accept the gospel.
我到现在在中国跟民工传福音，从来没请过他们吃过一顿饭。
I've been sharing the gospel to the migrant workers in China to, up to now. I never invite any of them for a meal.
但是信的人一大堆。
But there's a huge group that accept.
昨天晚上如果你们来这个啊、聚会的话，你们就看到这些照片，你们就知道。
Last night, if you joined the meetings and you have seen the pictures of all these people who have accepted the Lord.
民工是一个经历过什么叫做痛苦的一个群体。
The migrant workers are a group of people who have experienced suffering.
弟兄姐妹们，他们有许多无声的眼泪是你听不到，但是却是啊、非常真实的事情。
There are many silent tears among them which you do not hear, but it is very real.
弟兄姐妹，他们能够吃得起苦。
Brother and sister, they are able to endure pain and suffering.
这也是神能够用的人的一种特征。
This is also why God can use them.
我记得 我们以前在 Cincinnati, Ohio、有一个、弟兄曾经讲过我们学生团契的一个负责人。
I remember when I was in Cincinnati, Ohio,、a brother mentioned about a responsible brother to the student work.
这个弟兄从台湾来一辈子都很顺利。
This brother came from Taiwan and he has been、lead a very smooth, prosperous life.
他的性格也非常好。
He also has a great disposition.
也很有恩赐。
He is also very gifted.
我就记得很清楚，那次我们那个传道人就讲了一句话，他说这个人神还不能用。
I remember the preacher at that time spoke of this particular brother and he says God cannot use him.
因为他身上没有十字架的伤痕。
Because he does not bear the wound of the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，流过眼泪经过痛苦的人，他能够知道耶稣在十字架上经历的是什么样的滋味。
Brothers and sisters, those people who have shed tears and have、the wound of the cross, they understand what Jesus felt on the cross.
他知道什么叫做被唾弃、被背叛的这种滋味。
He knows what does it mean to be forsaken.
所以民工相对的来讲，也是一个我说相对啊，不是绝对，相对来讲比知识分子要谦卑多了。
And so, relatively speaking, the migrant workers are much more humble than the intellectuals.
这些人你只要有一点点爱临到他们弟兄姐妹他们非常非常的有反应
Brothers and sisters as long as、you gave them a little bit of love and they will respond greatly
这些人从历史上你去找这个大复兴的主要群体你找来找去这些人有一些共同的特征今天你能够在民工身上找到这些特征、
this groupIf you look at them, they possess the prerequisites for the great revival.
可能你说，哎呀，弟兄，你讲的都是一些物质方面的一些东西。
Maybe you would say, brother, you have all spoken about materialistic side.
但是实际上，这些东西常常构成我们心灵里面的一个对神的一个渴慕。
But in reality, these are the things that forged a need for God in our hearts.
在我结束的以前我想让大家一起来听一首歌这首歌一直常常摸着我的心我希望我们能够借着今天这个机会我们来听一听这首歌叫做 People Need the Lord by Steve Green
Before I end I would like to share this song with you It often touched my heart It's by Steve Green People Need the Lord
Every day they pass me by I can seeIn their eyes, empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through pride and pain, living fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus feels. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end
Let us pray.
Father, 今天早晨，求你自己的灵再次向我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we pray that your spirit shall speak to us this morning.
再次让我们看见耶稣基督在世上的时候，你怎么样走在加利利的海边。
Once again, cause us to see how Jesus Christ walked on the Sea of Galilee.
主，在你身边的人，没有几个人是真正有能力、有知识、有权柄的。
Lord, those people who surround you are not intellectuals nor have authorities.
你眼睛所看见的，就是那些贫穷的人。
Your eyes behold those who are poor.
那些瞎眼的人
those who are blind,
那些被掳的人
those captives,
主你让他们得自由
and you release them,
你让他们得释放
and you give them freedom,
因为人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人
for the Son of Man have come to seek those who are lost,
这是你来到地上唯一的使命
this is the only purpose in which you came,
我们永远都不能忘记。
And we can never forget.
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
为了就是让全世界所有贫穷的人
能够认识你。
For the sake, for those who are poor in this world may know you.
让他们永远不再贫穷。
So that they will not be poor.
让他们永远成为一个有着耶稣基督而富足的人生。
And they will be rich because of Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，今天你把这个使命给了我们中间的每一个人。
Lord, today you have given the same commission to each one of us here.
你说我们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做你的见证。
You said that we will be witnesses for you from Jerusalem to the land of Judea to Samaria and to the end of the earth.
谢谢主的恩典，你把我们这一群弟兄姐妹放在这样好的一个大学校里面学习。
Thank you because of your grace you have placed us in this great school to learn.
但是有一天我们要出发。
But one day we will leave this school.
有一天我们要离开这个地方。
One day we will leave this place.
虽然我们的心里面永远都是依依不舍。
Even though we are never willing to leave.
但是我们都需要离开。
But we must leave.
因为主，你给我们的使命就是你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
For you have given us the commission to go and make disciples of the world.
今天主啊，在中国大陆，你自己在那个地方兴起你要做的。
Today you are working in mainland China.
但是你愿意有更多的儿女们来参与到你自己的工作当中去。
You desire for more children of God to participate in this work.
因为你说你在哪里，服侍你的人也要在哪里。
Because you said wherever you are, your servants shall be.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们看见你在中国是一位行奇事的神。
Lord, we thank you. We have seen that you are doing wondrous work in China.
在孩子这有生的年代里面，能够看到你自己的工作。这是何等的福分。
It's such a blessing for myself to behold of your great work.
我相信过去没有。
I believe there's none in the past.
将来可能也没有。
Maybe there will be none in the future.
但是你把今天给了我们。
But you have given us today.
你给了我们一切我们所需要的。
You have given us all that we need.
当我们面对这位钉十字架的主，
As we face the Lord who will crucify for us,
主，我们的心里面再一次问我们，主啊，我能为你做什么？
Lord, our heart cries out and asks, What can I do for you, Lord?
你把你一切所有的都给了我们。
You have given all to me.
主，我们能给你什么？
Lord, what can I give you?
主啊。愿你的灵来告诉我们。
Lord, may you tell us with your spirit.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
谢谢你赐给我们的一切。
Thank you for all that you have given us.
主，让我们的生命不再为自己活。
Lord, let us not live for ourselves only.
我们的生命也不是为需要的人而活。
Let us not live for those who needed us.
乃是为耶稣基督而活。
But let us live for Jesus Christ.
你要我们做什么？
What do you want us to do, Lord?
我们就做什么。
We will do.
让我们的生命活得有意义、有价值、有永恒。
Let our lives be meaningful, be of value, and have eternal value.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们同心合意的祷告。
Hear our prayer in one accord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.